bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio on our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. My friends, we have a great show for you today. We have a surprise guest. His name is Kenny James. He's a graduate of the WINGS program, and it is a privilege to have him here on the air at Holy Spirit Radio. Kenny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice and to have you with us again. And let me just start by saying God bless you for calling me today. And you're just an inspiration to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you, man. It's been a long time, Joe. And I haven't forgotten, all the things we did in the program and the stuff you shared with me, man. I implemented in my life right now today.
That's awesome. And if we can go back to the day we met, it's approximately 2014, and was it at CFCF?
Yes, he was coming down the hallway, and I was coming from church rehearsals. I seen you always had this briefcase you was carrying walking. I started talking to you about the program. You told me, I asked you who you was. You told me you Joe Martone and about your program, and I asked you to put me in the program. And you put me in the program.
And that's excellent. And you graduated, did you not?
Yes, I did. We graduated. We had a good graduation. People from family members came up there. It was beautiful. We had food, everything.
That's it.
Testimonies, everything.
That's awesome. And Kenny, how old are you today?
Today I'm 55 years old. My birthday is March the 7th. I'll be 56 if it's God's will.
Okay.
This March.
And that's wonderful. And it's great to hear your voice. And if you can, I'm going to ask you a couple questions now. And number one, when did you come home?
I came home August 11th, last year, to the Gaudenzia House, where I'm at now today.
Okay, the Gaudenzia House, right. I know Gaudenzia. We have a good friend, Jeff Collins, who graduated from the WINGS program, but he graduated Gaudenzia and went on to do great things. He got his GED, and then he went to Allstate and got a CDL license. So, that's a great place. And how far along are you in that program?
Well, I've been here since August 11th, so I got 5 months in there.
Okay. And how long is the program?
The program is like 6 months to a year, or till you find, till you get a home plan, or till they help you out with BCC housing.
Okay.
That means if you find an apartment or a house due to the financial situation, and the BCC program will pay 6 months of your rent, and then for the next 6 months you got to take care of.
Okay.
They start you off with the first 6 months rent; they'll pay it for free, and then you got to take it from there.
Very good. Now, Kenny, when you were at CFCF and I believe you went upstate after that. Which facility did you go to?
Well, I went to, Camp Hill. Now, first I went to Graterford, slid through Graterford, then we went to Camp Hill, then I went to Cole Township.
Okay. And how much time have you served in your lifetime?
My whole life I served around 34 years in and out.
30.
That's a lifetime installment plan, they call it.
Okay, and now you're 55, so let me ask you a question. What is the number one thing that you have learned over the years of incarceration?
I have learned that life is 10%. Life is 10% the way you look at it, and 90% the way you respond to it.
Okay.
Everything doesn't deserve a response. God is teaching me right now, even today, is how to respond to situations and circumstances when people, you know, say something you don't like or something don't go your way, the way you wanted to go. It's all about your response. So I'm learning how to respond differently and better.
And that's awesome. We talk about that in the WINGS program, which includes a little bit of anger management. But, you know, that's awesome. So 34 years, and today you're 55, you'll be 56. And where are you living?
I'm living at the Garzinzia house right now.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Big Gray to help me out with BCC housing.
Right. Okay.
I was working, but I had to stop working because I got hurt when I was incarcerated before I came home at when I was at SCI Dallas.
Okay.
So I'm great, you know, SSDI, and I'm great. I have to see the doctor for it, but I have to get an MRI done on my leg, my left leg, because it's giving me a whole lot of problems.
I see. Okay.
Well, before that happened, you know, I was working a little bit, trying to.
All right.
Best I can.
Very good. And so the number one change that you've made in your life would be what?
The number one change I made in life is I let go and let God. I let God take control. I let him have the will to stop. Okay. I no longer try to, when I think I got it, push him out the way and start trying to drive the car. No, I'm staying in the back seat and letting Jesus drive the car all the way from here on out.
And that's beautiful, Kenny, because, you know, we all have to do that. We all have a journey in life, and sometimes we want to drive, and we really have to learn that we're number two and God is number one. And we talk about that in the WINGS program often, you know,
in all the time.
Yeah. And so if we take us back to 2014, what would you say about the WINGS program if you had to talk about it with someone else who didn't know about the program?
Well, the WINGS program was a very enlightening program. It taught about he touched on basing on all different angles of, you know, how to help yourself with a job, how to pick yourself up, how to, you know, pick things together. People, you just helped us. You just opened our minds. You opened my mind to different, you know, categories in life that I never knew about in a degree. You know, it was a program that was different. It wasn't a program like that before in my life. You showed us movies, and then you pulled the chalkboard out, and you started talking about different things and pointing things out, and yeah, it was amazing. It was an amazing program.
Well, we appreciate that, Kenny. You know, we did in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, approximately 1,800 men went through the program, and not only did they get the 50-hour program, but we also went to court for many of our men and did very well to get them home early, to get them reductions in time, reductions in bail, house arrest, work release. But as we go forward now, you know, you have a plan of action that you're going to need, a one-year plan, a three-year plan, and to go forward so that we can build a strong life on the outside. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, and you know, today we have men working in different places. We have a guy who served about 20 years in and out also, Terrell Lang. He actually graduated 8 times with us. And
I just was up there with Terrell Lang. He was on the block with me.
Okay, and Terrell...
He told me he was going to get with you when he got out. Did he get with you?
Yeah, he sure did. We've been in touch. He called me Christmas morning, and then we've been in touch several times. He's now working at Philly International Airport,
okay.
You know, basically, you know, helping. He's working full-time over there, and he's doing great. He's really working hard, and he's, you know, he's basically stabilizing his life. And he,
amen.
Yeah, yeah, so... Like you, he too is in his 50s, and he's got some plans that he'd like to come to fruition. So, yeah, so if you look at your plan of action, you know, as we build it actually on the outside now, we want to make sure that we're keeping God first. And it sounds like your faith is really very, very strong. And, you know, can you talk a little bit about how your faith has evolved over the years?
Well, I'm going to give it to you, Joe. During this pandemic, you know, everything, God shut the whole world down to get everybody's attention. And some people responded the right way and some people responded the wrong way. See, now you got time to spend time with your family. You locked in. So some people started reinventing themselves. They started coming with ideas, and they picked the ideas to fruition. They put it on the internet, and now they're millionaires now. And some people responded differently. They responded the wrong way. They started drinking and started getting high and started, you know, collapsing. But me, that's how I got to know God through this pandemic, because I was locked in the cell for 23 hours a day. We might come out 1 hour, we might not. But in them 23 hours in a day, in them days, the months that I was locked down for the pandemic, I said, all right, God, I want to know who you really are. I want to really get to know who you are. So I kept my TV turned on TBN, and I flipped channels from Joe Osteen, Joyce Myers, T.D. Jakes. Now, I had my notebook out. I had my pen out, and I started journaling, and God started speaking to me and revealing things to me. And next thing you know, things just started happening. Next thing you know, I got a letter from a lawyer that I didn't even forgot all about. It said that I had $3,000-something he had settled a lawsuit for me. And I forgot all about the lawsuit. It was happening like 2 years ago. And he said he'd mailing the check up. So my father had used to send me money, but during the pandemic, my dad, he had a major stroke. And it shifted his brain, and he was in a coma. And I called my sister, and she was crying. And I told her, don't worry about it. I'm going to pray him out of it. But see, I told him, I started trying to pray with her, but she kept hanging up on me. But I kept calling right back. And then like the third day, she started listening. I kept praying every day. I kept calling and praying for the whole 15 minutes every day. And then like 15 days in, she wanted to pray. So now she praying. Now I'm praying with her. Now I'm calling my eye and she praying. Next thing you know, 30 days in, my pop comes out the coma. So now that made our, that grew, everything happens for a reason. So That made me and my sister bond stronger and my aunt bond stronger. See, God was preparing me for when I got here. So, because when I got here to this facility, to this floor that I'm on, is a mental health floor, it's the fourth floor. And a lot of the young guys here, they smoking deuce and they still getting high. And I asked God, why did you bring me here? And he said, this is where I'm going to use you at. You said you want to get used? So he said, don't worry about what they're doing. You just do what I call you to do. So I started encouraging the brothers. I started talking to them about the Bible. I started speaking to the guards and letting my light shine and emptying the trash and sweeping the floors and mopping the floors and doing what I had to do. Next thing you know, I met this guy called Mr. Walker. He started letting me do things around the facility for him. Next thing you know, he told me he wanted me to clean his closet out. And they had all kind of clothes in there. And I found two suits in there and a nice jacket and some shoes. And it started from there. And then from there, I started going to church. And then from there, my family started sending me money. And it just seemed like it just kept going on. I started going out on passes. I started praying for people downtown, the homeless people. And I started going back down my neighborhood, praying to people I used to get high with, praying with them and helping them. And it just opened a whole new avenue up for me. So now that's what I'm still doing today. As of today, the whole facility know me. The director, Ms. Buckner, security, Mr. Walker, Mrs. Muhammad, this whole facility, the kind of rapport I had in this facility is amazing. It's just blowing my mind, because God said he could use one man to do his job. He don't need a whole army. If you are willing and able, and if he said he'll let you be the change. So that's what I was just doing since I've been home for the last 5 months.
And that's good.
I've been letting God lead the way and just walking in the spirit, so I won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And God been opening doors for me.
And it's
healed my dad. My dad is. I asked God when I got paroled. I asked God. I said, God, you know, I'm going to get paroled. Can you put me somewhere close to my dad so I can go see him? Guess what he did, Joe? He put me right down the street from my dad.
Wow.
I'm at 3200 Henry Avenue. My dad is at 3300 Henry Avenue at the Tulip Center in the nursing home.
Incredible. That's incredible. You know, he can design a life that's so rich for us, better than you and I could ever design it. What a great story and testimony to the Lord. And you know, this program, Kenny, is called Finding God in Prison. And excuse me. And you know, being incarcerated, you must have had a lot of time to really, you know, reach out to God beyond where you reached, you know, before. And God blessed you. He really heard your prayer, and he answered your prayer in his time and in his way. And he delivered you out from prison, gave you an opportunity to be free once again. Now, let me ask you a question. How much are you on probation or parole?
Yes, I'm still on probation to 2025.
Okay, so you've got a couple years of probation to do.
Yes.
And, you know, while you're home, I want you to make sure you're staying in touch with us in the Wings program. And also that, you know, you're hitting all your targets, you know. And it sounds like right now Gaudenzia, you know, is for drug and alcohol rehab. Can you speak a little bit about that program and how it's helped you?
Yes, the Gaudenzia program has helped me in so much. They helped me. It's an outpatient program. They got the brother there named Howard Lee. He's in the reentry program. He helped you out with all types of jobs, and they had the meetings to go on throughout the day. They got the they feed you real well here. It's a beautiful program, Joe Matone. They help you with if you need clothing, they'll send you out to the. They give you vouchers to go to this clothing store they got. And you get in the clothing store, it's magnificent, Joe. Then you can pick out six outfits, and the outfits, whatever you pick out, it's all top of the line stuff. It's beautiful.
And
they'll send you out on a job, or they got all kind of jobs lined for you, all kind of programs. If you want to drive a forklift, if you want to get into the ARA, program, you know, about the food service, they got warehouse jobs, they got the mental health people to talk to. I just got a CPS worker from the Peer Star. She helping me out with all types of things. She helping me out to get a monthly transplant. She helping me out to get, she helped me switch programs from Keystone first to Health Partners, because Keystone used to give you glasses, but they stopped. So she helped me get switched today from Keystone to Health Partners, and Health Partners said they take care of all that. I cop was on it today with the CPS worker. See, they helped me out with Howard Lee done that. And the people at the program want to see you succeed. They want to see you succeed more than anything. Their whole thing is to help you succeed and get you ready for reentry on the outside.
Okay.
That's what this program is about. And it's about the spirituality.
And it's wonderful. And would you say you're clean and sober today?
Yes. I have 5 years clean and sober still.
Excellent. And when you were engaged with a drug or alcohol, what was your drug of choice?
My drug of choice was crack cocaine and alcohol.
And how many years of addiction did you have?
Excuse me?
How many years of addiction did you have?
I had addiction for over 30, the same amount of years that I had incarceration, for 34 years. On and off.
Right. And that was your reason for incarceration, correct?
Yes. One of the reasons, yes.
Right. And so now you're clean and sober for 5 years, and, you know, thanks be to God for that. And you really established 5 years of credibility with 5 years of, you know, cleanliness from drugs and alcohol, and it's powerful. And your testimony today is going to reach out to you know, a lot of people, to touch them, because, you know, Kenny, we have a lot of challenges today with drugs and alcohol in our high schools and middle schools and colleges. A lot of people are really engaged with drugs and alcohol. What's your message to them who are out there listening today?
What is my message today for who?
For the youth of America.
For the youth of America? My message today for the youth of America is to let go and let God. To let go and let God. To dig deep within yourself, because there's a seed of greatness in all of us. You just have to let God water that seed. And just keep yourself around positive people. Because you have a dream. Everybody has a dream that God put in you. But you have to protect your dream. And you can't share your dream with everybody, because everybody don't want it. They want your dream to come to fruition. So you got to surround yourself around people that's going to catapult you into your destiny.
And that's awesome, Kenny, because, You know, in the Wings program, we talk about, if you remember, the circle of influence, circling yourself with good people and people who want to build you up and not tear you down. And this is important. As you yourself now on the outside have your freedom back once again, there will be people coming to you that you may have to part ways with. And
a lot of people came to me I had to part ways with.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a command decision. If you remember in the Wings program, we talk about helping men to find their manhood, their captainship. And those are great decisions that we have to make so that we don't find ourselves repeating the past, which is sometimes the case for some people. But you sound like you know, you're on the right track, and really God has really blessed you. And with regards to drugs, you know, and alcohol, we've had a host of men, you know, who have succeeded and are now clean. And we've had a few who have overdosed and are not with us anymore. So we know that, you know, it is a addiction is tough to kick. What would you say is the number one thing you have to do to beat addiction?
The number one thing you have to do to beat addiction is you have to want it deep down inside of you to stay clean and to stay away from people, places, and things. But you have to want it more than anything else. More than your, it's like breathing to you. That's how much you have to want it.
And that's a great message right there. We did, you know, the Wings program. We did 7 years at the House of Adonai on Frankfurt Avenue in Kensington, and every Tuesday. And I'll never forget, some days we came down there, and everybody was a little somber because someone had overdosed the night before. But for the 7 years we were there, hundreds of guys went through the program and went on to do very well. A lot of them went on to Community College of Philadelphia and Orleans Tech, and some of them went on to start their own businesses in construction. But I think you hit the nail on the head when you say you have to want it deeply. It's got to be from within, you know, and that's a powerful thing. In addition to that, when you have God with you, who can be against you?
And amen. So. That's right, Joe. Preach that word.
Yeah, it's very powerful. And, you know, we've had many men on the program as a guest. And just to remind everybody who's listening, you're listening to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. We're talking with Kenny James, a graduate of the Wings program, a wingman who has served over 34 years in and out of prison, who is now on the outside, who has his freedom, and is temporarily in Gaudenzia for drug and alcohol rehab, but is clean and sober for 5 years and doing great. And God inspired him to call us today and to join us here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And Kenny, when you think about your life and where you're going, you know, I'll have to ask you the question, you know, where would you like to be 1 year from today?
1 year today, I like to be preaching in Africa.
Okay. All right. And that's a great goal, and I'm sure God is going to give you that opportunity because, you know, whether it be the African continent or the European continent, you know, the message of the gospel needs to be spread throughout the world in all continents. And God is going to use you. He's going to give you that opportunity to touch the hearts and minds of other people. And that's a beautiful thing for you. How does your family at home feel about your newfound faith and where you're going with your life?
Well, my son and my sisters and my brothers, they're very proud of me because they know the last time, you know, before when I came home, I would have been already high already because they knew after the first 30 or 60 days I was still here and I wasn't high. They knew I had changed. And now that I'm still sober and clean and I'm still doing the right thing, they just overwhelmed. They can't believe it. They know it's God. Because any other time when I came home, I was back around the old neighborhood, back doing the old situations, soul things. But this time, God had transformed my mind and transformed my heart.
Yeah,
because I spent time with him. And I wanted to change more than anything. I didn't want to go through this, do the same things, getting different things. You can't do the same thing and expect different results. I got tired, sick and tired of that lifestyle. So this time, I made an effort. And I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I gave my life to Jesus. I told him, take the will. And I want to take my will back. I said, I surrendered to him. And ever since I surrendered to him, oh, man, it's been mind-blowing, man. The people he done put in my life, the people I done talked to and encouraged, and the things that I'm doing right now in this facility, and when I go out, and the people see me from my old neighborhood, when I do slide through there, they see the change, they see me in the suits, they see me dressing nice, they see me coming back from church or going to church, and I start talking to them. I said, well, you know, God will do the same thing for you. You just surrender. You just got to let go. You just got to want something different.
And that's a beautiful message, Kenny. Appreciate you delivering that with a lot of love to our listeners. And let me ask you a question. You've been home for a while now. What inspired you to call me today?
It was the Spirit of God. I still have my stuff, some of my stuff packed in my locker. And something's just, the Spirit has said, go through all your books, because we go through all your old books. You know, I took a lot of notes. I got a lot of notepads here. I got a lot of stuff I wrote, you know, from God and from TV, from the Christian shows. And I found my black book. I said, oh, here goes this black book I was looking for. And it had all the information in there from the time I was up CFC to the time I was upstate. And I ran across your name. And I said, Joe Montone! I got happy. I said, hey, I got to contact Joe and let him know I'm out, because he told me when I get out, I got to contact him. And so as soon as I see your name and I see the number, the Wings program, I said, let me contact Joe. And I contacted you. You answered the phone, and you called, say, call back. And here we are today.
Kenny, I can't thank you enough for what you just said, and for coming on the show today. And I thank God for you today and for the history that we have over the last 7-8 years, and for the time you spent with us in the Wings program at CFCF. You know, we only have another 45 seconds here today, but I want to tell you that we're going to have you back on the show another time, and we're going to pray for your success in reentry, and that you become the role model that God calls you to be. You know, God says the steps of a good man is in order by the Lord. And we all have to be good men. And you're on that track, you're on that road, and I just know that you're going to do great things for the Lord. And my friends, I want to just say again, Kenny James with us today here on Finding God in Prison. Kenny, I want to thank you again for being with us, and God bless you today. God bless your family and all that you do. My friends, that's our show for today. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great day, and God bless.